Every day, 10,000 baby boomers are turning 65, and that's for the next 19 years. So get ready to explore topics like healthy aging, elder care, boomer and senior lifestyles, and more to keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. You're listening to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging, but not growing old.
Oh, I got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got a brand new.
And without further ado, from the My Senior Neighborhood Studios, here's your host, Susa Wacky.
Well, hormones are the little messengers in our body on a pursuit of happiness if they are balanced. Well, good day, great day, and a new day, Chicagoland, Wisconsin, Indiana, Michigan, and on the World Wide Web, if you are streaming, Aging Info Radio at 560WIND.com. I have a great show today, and it is for men and women who are concerned about aging and their health. And joining me are two doctors, extraordinary doctors from BodyLogic MD, to talk about bioidentical hormones. Yes, the misconceptions, the myths, the facts, and more. And this show is definitely for men and women, as men do go through andropause and women go through menopause. And this is when the hormone levels change or can change drastically and really affect your health. Well, BodyLogic MD has 40 locations all over our country with 55 doctors specializing in bioidentical hormones. And my first guest is Joseph Mazey, a doctor of osteopathic, and Dr. Mazey works from his Chicago and Arlington Heights office. Welcome, Dr. Mazey, to Aging Info Radio.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, I am very happy to have you. I'd like for you to give us your definitions of what are hormones.
Well, hormones, you actually spelled it out pretty good in your open. Hormones are messengers in the body. They're chemicals that are produced by your body, and they deliver messages and instructions about how the body should function.
And they deliver those to the brain?
No, they deliver to all sorts of organs and cells and glands. Hormones, they fly all over your body, and they're delivering messages all over the place.
Now, with bioidentical hormones, why should someone use bioidentical hormone?
Well, as we age, our hormone levels tend to decline. Actually, the hormones that help keep us healthy are the ones that usually decline as we age. And hormones have very important and powerful functions in our body. They basically, as I said, direct our body's functions and direct us to stay healthy. So as our hormone levels start to decline, we lose a lot of those functions, or those functions don't get carried out very efficiently.
So the term bioidentical means that biologically you're identifying the hormones that are decreasing?
Well, bioidentical, that term refers to the type of hormones that I prescribe, other BodyLogic doctors prescribe. These are hormones you take that have the exact chemical structure as the hormones that your body produces. Now, there's a lot of medications, you know, out on the market that are referred to as hormones, but actually they have a different chemical structure and they try to mimic what your body naturally produces. A bioidentical hormone is a supplement or medication that has the exact chemical structure of what your body produces. So it's much better at functioning in your body as your natural hormones do.
Well, that's so interesting. Once again, I'm here with Dr. Mazey, and he is with BodyLogic MD. Their website is BodyLogicMD.com. Dr. Mazey's number is 312-546-1012. So bioidentical hormones, that sounds so interesting. How in the world do they get them to match identically?
Well,
I mean, what is that? I mean, that's probably very complex and scientific, but...
Yeah, I'm not up on the production, but... It was sometime, I want to say about, I'm guessing at this, about 70 years ago, someone had discovered a chemical process using Mexican wild yams where they were able to convert the substance of these yams into exact copies of hormones. And I always get the question that, well, maybe I should just eat more yams. That's going to help my my hormone levels. But, you know, that's not how it works. Otherwise, we'd all be hormonally out of balance at Thanksgiving when we're eating our potatoes. But there is a chemical process by which you could take the substances in these yams and make carbon copies of hormones.
Yeah, I really think that people don't fully understand when the hormones start to drop, how it affects your health. What are some of the symptoms there besides the symptoms of going through andropause and menopause? I mean, does it affect major organs like heart, lungs, say kidneys?
For instance, you brought up two terms, menopause and andropause. Menopause refers to a time in a woman's life where her sex hormones drop off considerably. And we could take one of those, for instance, estrogen. Estrogen has over 400 functions.
So is that 400 messengers?
It's one messenger, but it gives a lot of different instructions to a lot of different organs and cells. Like, for instance, estrogen is vitally important for maintaining bone health. There's estrogen receptors in the brain, and it helps the brain function well. It can affect how you regulate your blood sugar. It can affect your temperature control system and keeping your body's temperature regular. And there are, you know, many more functions in a lot of different organ systems throughout the body that are affected by that one hormone. And then you have hundreds of hormones floating around. So there's a lot of functions that need to be maintained.
So with Body Logic MD, when you see a patient and you find out through, I'm sure, blood work and other testing that their hormone levels and these major hormones, which are probably the estrogen, progesterone, testosterone.
Yeah. So those the major hormones we look at are what we refer to as the sex hormones, and you named them estrogen, progesterone, testosterone. We also look at a lot of stress hormones like cortisol and DHEA. We look at other systems like the thyroid. There's thyroid hormones that have a big impact on our metabolism. So we look at all of the major hormone systems and how they relate to your overall health.
And how they're all relating together.
That's true. They work together. It's been described that the hormones in our body are like a symphony. And when some of them are out of balance, they affect other hormone systems, and they all have to be in balance to help each other work properly.
And then you talk about cortisol. I mean, that can change day to day because stress levels.
That's true. And cortisol should change depending on your stress level. And that's why when somebody is not managing their stress very well, they may have prolonged levels of elevated cortisol that's going to affect their health adversely. So, you know, there's a lot of moving parts with hormone therapy and trying to balance someone's hormones.
Well, what are some of the greatest health benefits from being going to Body Logic, going through your program or going through your testing and then being, you know, seen by Dr. Mazie here? Once again, his number is 312-546-1012. What are some of the, you know, what's the process and some of the benefits?
The overall benefits of looking at your hormone systems is my goal when I see a patient is I want them, first of all, to feel better and just have a better quality of life. When your hormones start to decline, you don't feel very good, and that's usually what brings someone to see me. They just don't feel good. They're starting to have a lot of symptoms of hormone imbalance. So number one, you want to improve your quality of life. But there's also benefits to hormone therapy. As I stated earlier, when your hormone levels decline, there's a lot of functions in your body that need to be taking place that just aren't happening anymore. They're not being performed very efficiently because you don't have the hormones there to complete these functions. So in addition to just feeling better, you also will help optimize your health. And I could give some examples. One would be a lot of women suffer from osteoporosis. And osteoporosis is a result of deficient estrogen, deficient testosterone, and progesterone. You don't feel that happening until it's too late. But by maintaining good hormone levels, you know, you'll be maintaining your bone health. And that's just one example of maintaining health with hormone therapy.
And that's why when women don't have that balance, you hear somebody fell and broke their hip.
That's correct. That's why that happens so often in the elderly population, because they're developing osteoporosis as they age.
Yeah, because they're not balanced out.
Correct.
Oh, this has got to be very detailed. Now, hormones fluctuate. So when you start to see a patient, you see them, I mean, do you, you know, the main, the bigger ones, the larger hormones, the ones you talked about, do they fluctuate real quickly over a period of, a short period of time, or is it usually over a few months or... I mean, everybody's probably very different.
Yeah, everyone is different. And, you know, the thing about hormone therapy, like, for instance, one of the main focuses of hormone therapy is the sex hormone therapy, the estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone. And so the patients that most often come to see me are women in menopause. And yes, women's hormones fluctuate a lot, and that naturally happens when they're younger. And when they reach menopause, they basically are deficient in all of their hormones. And I'm not trying to recreate their fluctuations in hormones. We're just trying to optimize their health and also make them feel better.
Just so they feel better and they're getting healthier. And once again, I'm here with Dr. Maisie. He's with Body Logic MD. Their website is bodylogicmd.com. We're going to find out if there's a risk for disease with hormone therapy when we get back. This is Aging Info Radio.
WIND.
Welcome to the groundbreaking of a new and exciting virtual web-based community called My Senior Neighborhood. The neighborhood will consist of businesses and professional services that specialize in working with seniors, baby boomers, and their families. At MySeniorNeighborhood.com, visitors can quickly find a needed resource. If you are a business or a professional that would like to be a providing member of the neighborhood, go to MySeniorNeighborhood.com. That's MySeniorNeighborhood.com. Or call 847-466-1700.
Body Logic MD comprises the nation's largest national network of highly trained physicians specializing in bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. Body Logic MD has been featured on Oprah.com and in Suzanne Summers' books, Knockout, Interviews with Doctors Who Are Curing Cancer, and Breakthrough, 8 Steps to Wellness. And her book, Ageless, The Naked Truth About Bioidentical Hormones, dedicates an entire chapter to Body Logic MD. Find a location near you at BodyLogicMD.com. BodyLogicMD.com.
I have an important business trip coming up. I used to worry about Mom every time I went. I'm proud of her independence, but I worry about her safety and well-being when I'm not around. Not anymore. I called Partners in Senior Care. Their team of compassionate geriatric care managers specialize in helping seniors and their families navigate the aging journey. Call Partners in Senior Care. They can help you too. 847-548-1330. 847-548-1330. Or visit them on the web at partnersinseniorcare.com.
Heritage Woods of Gurnee is an affordable assisted lifestyle community for seniors 65 and over who cannot live alone at home anymore. Understanding the affordability and differences of Heritage Woods is the key. They differ from assisted living communities because of the financial program, which includes Medicaid and allows many people the opportunity to stay for as long as they want. For more information on how you can afford an assisted lifestyle, call 847-623-6300. 847-623-6300.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old.
Yes, I'm here with Dr. Joseph Maisie, and he is with Body Logic MD, their website being bodylogicmd.com. And Dr. Maisie practices out of Arlington Heights and Chicago, with his Chicago office number being 312-546-1012. Well, Dr. Maisie, I'd like to know if there is, you know, there's a lot of stuff out there about the risk of disease with hormone therapy. So what about bioidentical hormones or what you see here? Because I think a lot of women stay away from it and men because of the uncertainty.
Yeah, that's true. When I was in medical school training, everybody got put on all women when they entered menopause were put on synthetic hormones. And we were told, you know, hormones are very important, very powerful for maintaining health. And women just aren't going to be able to tolerate the symptoms of menopause without this hormone therapy. And then all of a sudden, one study comes out and delivers a message. And then all of a sudden it was to us, you have to stop giving these hormones to everybody or these synthetic hormones. Now, that study was the Women's Health Initiative. And what that study actually said was that synthetic or imitation progesterone, a chemical called progestins, increased the chance of breast cancer slightly. how that was read by the medical community and delivered to the public through doctors and the media was all hormones cause cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And I still hear today when I, you know, if I read stuff or other doctors talking, they say, oh, yeah, progesterone, that causes cancer. And I say, well, actually, that study wasn't looking at actual progesterone. It was looking at a chemical that has been designed to sort of look like progesterone. And it wasn't actually looking at the hormone. It's sort of like if you did a study on butter and you decided butter does certain things and you just decided, you know what, I'm going to say the study applies to margarine too. They're two different things. You can't say that. So that major study basically delivered this message to everybody that hormones are dangerous and you need to stay away from them. Fortunately, that is not the only study ever done. There is a lot of research out there, and you have to look at the entire body of research to make your decisions about this. There's studies out there on actual bioidentical hormones, and there's never been studies using actual bioidentical hormones that have shown an increased risk of breast cancer. And the whole idea of breast cancer, it's not just about are you on hormones or are you not on hormones. There's a lot of factors at play. And the body logic doctors that I work with, you know, we look at a lot of other factors. For instance, making sure your vitamin D level is optimized has shown to reduce your risk of breast cancer. I make sure it's optimized in all my patients. There's more in-depth studies looking at how estrogen is actually metabolized in your body and the other chemicals it's broken down into. What effect do these chemicals have on breast tissue, and what can you do about it if you have poor metabolism? And this is something that I look at with my patients too. You're taking if you're just looking at breast cancer and saying, if I give you hormones, you're at risk, and if I don't give you hormones, you're not at risk, that is not the picture at all. There's a lot of other things to look at and consider, and I feel the way I administer a hormone and the knowledge I have about all the research, we're actually minimizing or reducing women's risks when they use hormones.
So are you saying that bioidentical hormones are much safer than the synthetic hormones that are prescribed as medication?
That is definitely a fact.
Okay.
The studies, and it wasn't just the Women's Health Initiative. There's a stack of studies that show imitation. I like to call it biosimilar. It's a little bit like progesterone, but it's made differently. It's a different chemical. Biosimilar progesterone is what's dangerous, and that's been shown in numerous studies. But the bioidentical hormones are much safer when done properly.
When administered through, of course, I mean, you've got you. This is what the specialty is at Body Logic MD, is receiving optimum health through through having your hormones balanced.
Yes, correct. And, you know, I never like to give the idea that just because something is natural, that it's completely safe or won't have side effects. I use water as an example. Water is a pretty natural, safe product, but if you take too much of it, it could become unsafe. It could cause you serious health problems. Same with hormones. Just because they're natural doesn't mean you could take as much as you want and they don't have to be balanced. They still have to be managed by someone who knows how to do it properly, and then it can be done very, you know, very safely. Just because they're natural, they can have side effects if you have too high of doses or you're not balancing them properly.
Just like anything that you're taking, if you're, you know, if it's not being administered correctly, can be toxic to your body or cause great side effects.
Absolutely.
Now let's talk about men and hormones.
Yeah.
Now, even though, you know, we talked a little bit about andropause and there is a decline, you know, you treat probably more women at Body Logic than men, but men are starting to become very aware of this.
That's correct. They are. I'm starting to see more and more men. And, you know, it's women. I remember I was originally trained as an emergency medicine doctor, and I'd be in the ER and women would be joking about their hot flashes. You know, they would just say, oh, I'm having a hot flash now, and everybody sort of laughed, but they were very comfortable. It was just kind of known that women have hormone imbalances once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And men, you know, we don't walk into a room and be like, oh my God, my libido's low, or my muscles aren't as big as they used to be. And, you know, we just don't talk about that stuff amongst each other. And I used to joke, too, that, you know, there was no Oprah for men. You know, there was no show where we were all talking about this. But as more and more information is getting out there, men they've searched their symptoms and have found like, wow, this could be This could be a result of low testosterone, which is kind of the male equivalent of menopause. It's called andropause when your testosterone drops off.
Now, what are some of the health benefits that are specifically for men that help with having bioidentical hormone treatment?
Well, you know, we're all living so long now, men are actually starting to get osteoporosis. So maintaining good hormone levels can help keep their bones healthy. There's numerous studies showing that men with low testosterone levels have a higher chance of cardiovascular disease. Testosterone and even, you know, men need progesterone and estrogen too because it has an effect on their cholesterol, their blood sugar regulation, their brain function, you know, their immune system, a lot of different systems in their body.
Now, I would think, you know, it really does come down to feeling good, feeling healthy. You know, my show is for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. That's what we all want. You want to feel good as you get older. So balancing your hormones is definitely a great way to work toward that.
I never like to give the illusion that hormones are everything about your health. It's a part of maintaining your health. If you're going to eat right and exercise and take vitamins, you might as well look at your hormones too, because it's a big part of trying to keep your body functioning well. And I don't think it should be diminished. You know, we look at the health benefits of hormones, but quality of life is a very important thing. You want to feel good as you age. We're not trying to make you 25 again. That's not going to happen. But you know, you could have the mindset of a 25-year-old and feel good. Mm-hmm. That's very important as you age.
That's the key. Yeah. I mean, if you're going to live to be as old as people are living, you know, why not give it the best chance to have the greatest health and be as healthy as you can and feel good?
Exactly.
That's where it comes in. Yeah. Once again, I'm here with Dr. Maisie. He is with Body Logic MD. And BodyLogicMD.com is their website. Their phone number in Chicago is 312-546-1012. Also, your website is just full of information. I mean, if somebody's looking for a location, you just put your zip code in there and it'll come up the office closest to you. Once again, they have 40 locations throughout the country with 55 doctors practicing bioidentical hormones. And these hormones have been used in Europe for years, correct?
Correct.
So we're just starting to come around on the curve here?
We're sometimes a little slow to change. I mean, our healthcare system, it involves doctors, insurance companies, drug companies, patients, and, you know, it's big and it takes time to move. And so I think as time goes on, it sometimes amazes me that I have a practice that's considered alternative. And I'm like, wow, that's kind of a weird label, because almost every woman is going to go through menopause and every man is going to have low testosterone at some point. But this is still considered alternative, yet it affects almost everybody. But I think in time, we'll move to a more mainstream view of hormones.
Well, I think it's another form of preventative.
I agree. It's more about maintaining your health.
And that is so important. Once again, I'm here with Dr. Joseph Maisie, a doctor of osteopathic with BodyLogicMD.com. Stay right here on AM 560. I have another doctor, Dr. Warner, who will be joining Dr. Maisie and I, and we're going to find out more about bioidentical hormones. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Susan Wacky, host of Aging Info Radio. My retirement account kept getting smaller, being tied to our volatile market, until I met John O'Connor. I attended an O'Connor & Associates workshop, How to Not Outlive My Retirement, and he switched my account to a fixed rate for growth. Best of all, my IRA will continue to grow well into my retirement years when I need it most. Call O'Connor & Associates at 847-274-2681 or visit O'ConnorAndAssociates.biz.
Mom's Alzheimer's is getting worse. She's having more bad days now. I lay awake at night worried the phone will ring. Is she wandering again? I feel so guilty for not being there with her more, but I've got my kids and my work. If we have to pay for full-time care, it'll wipe us out.
You need answers about Alzheimer's, resources, financial guidance, and compassion.
I'm overwhelmed. I just don't know what to do.
Reach out to Law Elder Law. We're a compassionate law group that can help you cope with Alzheimer's. We have a vast library of resources and a long list of contacts. We can help you preserve your family's financial resources so you can provide the best possible care for your loved one. Call for your personalized family strategy session and caregiver blueprint at 855-ELDER-LAW. Rick Law and his compassionate team at Law Elder Law can help you preserve your stability and dignity. Call 855-ELDER-LAW, 855-ELDER-LAW.
Needing long-term care is a reality of life, and long-term care insurance helps preserve assets and provides peace of mind. LTCI pays for home care, assisted living, and nursing facilities. 3 out of 4 people over 65 will need long-term care, costing $80,000 annually. Mega LTC are specialists when it comes to long-term care insurance.
For more information, call Peter or Brian at Mega Long-Term Care. 800-533-6242 or visit MAGALTC.com.
Do you want to lose all your money? Well, I've got some bad news for you. The stock market is a rigged game, and it's rigged against you. What Wall Street doesn't want you to know is that there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth. The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
This is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of people.
You are listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Zawacki.
Chicago is.
And for my Sue Says Today, sponsored by Senior News 50 and Better, life is better when you are laughing. I have another extraordinary doctor from BodyLogic MD joining us, and that's Dr. Brian Warner. And he has an office in St. Louis. And welcome, Dr. Warner, to Aging Info Radio.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
I am very glad to have you. Your colleague here, Dr. Mazie, has said great things about you, which I am really excited to find out what you know. But I'd like to for you to tell me how your treatment with your patients on bioidentical hormones has helped them. What are some of the things that you've seen?
Oh, plenty of relief of symptoms. People, you just pick where they're having difficulties, and usually you'll start to see an improvement. For instance, sleep is a common problem. As age goes on and hormones decline, usually in your 40s, sleeping starts to become a problem. You can usually restore people getting a sound night's sleep, which is key to their health. You have all kinds of other symptoms. Stamina improves. The strength, muscle building can improve. The stop of muscle loss happens. This can go on and on. I don't know how extensive you want me to go, but there's plenty of list of symptoms.
Well, you know, we were talking, Dr. Mazie and I were talking about men and their loss of hormones as they age. And, you know, when I say, you know, some of the symptoms, have you seen anything that's a real common denominator for men? And I'm really trying to bring the awareness to the men out there that, you know, the loss or drop of hormones is not just for women. I mean, it can greatly affect a man's health as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. The erectile function problems have more than just hormones behind them, but you can't have a normal function if you don't restore the hormones. So you see that problem sometimes quickly improve, sometimes gradually improve. You see the interest in sex come back, the libido. you just start seeing some of the energy return. Guys say, I don't run out of energy as much. Sometimes I don't have that afternoon lull anymore I was having. They can get on their bike, ride longer, go longer in the gym. They improve how much weight they can lift. And so you have all kinds of measures of how they can improve, but those are big ones right there.
You just feel better, which is what we were saying, Dr. Maisie and I were saying, is, you know, that's the best way to go down the aging journey is to just feel better. And once again, I'm here with Dr. Brian Warner with BodyLogic MD, and their website is justthat.com. And when somebody uses bioidentical hormones, what is the delivery method, or how are they used? I mean, is it pills, creams?
Well, there's several methods, and I'll say that pills are probably the least one I would ever use, with the exception of maybe a progesterone pill for women. It really depends on trying to fit that to the person's lifestyle and what they're wanting. If I had to say, and this is what I tell most patients who come to me, both men and women, if you want the Cadillac of what I do, a testosterone in a pellet form gives a very physiologic release of hormone, really mimicking more how the body really releases it. It really does seem to work the best. There's good data now that shows that people who get testosterone pellets have a higher satisfaction rate and will stay with the program longer. But that's not the end of it. Certainly any doctor can prescribe testosterone in a vial and teach people to do injections on their own. That'll work for some. Some aren't willing to do that, but it does give a good method. It's relatively inexpensive to do that. The more probably common thing is the creams or gels. Creams or gels can be formulated to apply in different places. For women, sometimes vaginally is the right place to go, but this is often the skin. And that can be used as either a commercial product, of which there's a few out on the market. There's an estrogen patch, or several estrogen patches, I should say. There's also a few cream and gel preparations. But just as importantly, we try to, if we think it really makes more sense to the individual person, we'll compound it to try and customize the dose that we think fits them better. So that's where we'll start using compounding pharmacies and try to custom exactly what we think is right for the patient and then modify that. The last thing I'll say is that sometimes you can use a under-the-tongue version called a troche, and that's like a lozenger. That's also made at a compounding pharmacy. That can deliver just about any of the hormones that you want.
Now, real quickly, are the pellets, I've heard of pellet implants. Is that the same thing? Is that what you mean by the pellets?
Yes, I'm sorry. A pellet implant is like a little compacted amount of the hormone, more often testosterone. It's about the size of a large grain of rice. And through a small surgical procedure done, takes all of 5 or 10 minutes in the office, you make a small little incision in the skin after you've numbed it up and implant that underneath the skin. And that dissolves usually completely between anywhere from as little as 3 months to as long as 6 months.
Well, that's convenient. Well, once again, I'm here with Dr. Warner. We're talking about bioidentical hormones with BodyLogic MD. And when we get back, we're going to find out about the FDA and bioidentical hormones. Stay right here on AM 560. We'll be right back.
A recent study found that the number one reason for people 50 years and older to lose their ability to perform everyday physical activities and enjoy life as they should is spinal disorders. Don't lose your mobility. Stay young your first 100 years with help from the doctors at Illinois Spinal Care of Elmhurst. Illinois Spinal Care is your choice for state-of-the-art corrective chiropractic care in a patient-friendly environment. Call 630-617-9790 or visit IllinoisSpinalCare.com.
Do you know a senior who is in crisis? Are you worried about their safety or quality of life? You now have someone to call, ElderWorks. ElderWorks free service helps seniors and their families find senior housing, home care, and support services throughout Illinois. ElderWorks helps you figure out all the options based on your loved one's needs. They understand your situation and can help. Call 847-462-0885 or visit ElderWorks.com. That's works with an E.
BodyLogic MD comprises the nation's largest national network of highly trained physicians specializing in bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. BodyLogic MD has been featured on Oprah.com and in Suzanne Summers' books, Knockout, Interviews with Doctors Who Are Curing Cancer, and Breakthrough, 8 Steps to Wellness. And her book, Ageless, The Naked Truth About Bioidentical Hormones, dedicates an entire chapter to BodyLogic MD. Find a location near you at BodyLogicMD.com. BodyLogicMD.com.
Are you part of the sandwich generation and currently feeling a little grilled and fried? Call family-owned Partners in Senior Care and we can help you get your life back. Our geriatric care managers specialize in helping seniors and their families navigate the aging journey. Let our family take care of your family. Partners in Senior Care. Call us anytime at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330, or visit us on the web at partnersinseniorcare.com.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio. For boomers and seniors aging but not growing old, you're listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Zawacki.
Yes, we're talking about hormones, those little messengers in the pursuit of happiness, and actually bioidentical hormones. I'm here with Dr. Maisie and Dr. Warner with BodyLogic MD. And Dr. Warner, are bioidentical hormones FDA approved?
Yes, they are. In fact, there are several of them on the market. Two quick examples are Climera patch or Vivel dot patch of estrogen. They are bioidentical estradiol, it's just that the delivery method is what's patented. But as far as the FDA is concerned, bioidentical hormones are safe.
Well, like I said, they have been used in Europe for many, many years. I think we're just catching up here in the United States. Now, what about individuals looking for weight management solutions? I know that, you know, sometimes the hormones do play a role in this, especially with women going through menopause. So is it help?
Well, let me put it this way. Hormones have to be a part of the picture for weight loss. It's not that you can't lose weight if you're a little bit low on hormones, but the whole weight loss process is absolutely supported by them. Very, very difficult for both men and women to lose weight in a normal fashion if they don't have the support of the hormones behind them.
Mm-hmm. Now, as far as the testosterone, why would a woman need a supplement or that hormone?
It's really just as important a part of their life as it is for the opposite of men having an adequate amount of estrogen. Men have about 10% of the estrogen that women have, and vice versa. Women have about 10% of the testosterone. So it's a big interplay part. It's not one that's discussed much or one that's popularized, but testosterone provides numerous functions, really hundreds of functions in both sexes. So just in one example, well, two examples, heart health and bone health. You have to have adequate testosterone if you're going to have strong bones, period. If you lose that, and it may not be the first symptom that you notice, but is if it's measured in you in your 30s, 40s, or 50s when it may start to decline, and indeed it's on the lower part of the scale, you absolutely want that to be restored short of getting significant bone loss.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting that you said the heart, because I'm wondering if, you know, heart disease is very high in women, and if this has anything to do with that hormone dropping down, or if they're related.
Oh, yes. I mean, it's not the only thing, obviously, with heart disease, but it's just another important support that you need for normal heart health.
You got to get it all balanced, right?
Mm-hmm. That's exactly
Once
right.
again, I'm here with Dr. Warner with BodyLogic MD, and their website being BodyLogicMD.com, and it is full of information. And if you're looking for a location, you can type in your zip code, and you said there's a You have 40 locations throughout the United States.
Yes. I couldn't remember the exact count, but I knew it was close to that.
That's so great. And 55 of you specializing in 55 physicians specializing in bioidentical hormones. Now, are there any supplements that you would recommend to take to optimize your health?
Yes. And this even goes back to when I was doing more family medicine. I really said the same thing then. There's at least three core things I think everybody, well, it's really good evidence that everybody should be taking. One is a good multivitamin with minerals. And the key word in there is good multivitamin, not the common ones that you're going to see on the store shelf. There's a difference between what's called pharmaceutical grade and average grade. And the pharmaceutical grades are designed to be much more absorbed, and you're starting with a pure ingredient, and you have less fillers and chemicals. You need those nutrients to get in you, your system, if you're going to have the hormones and everything else work correctly. So a good multivitamin with minerals. Oftentimes those are through doctor's offices or even chiropractic offices. Just quick examples of that might be Metagenics, Orthomolecular, Thorne. Those are different names of companies that sell those kind of grades. So that's one. A second important one is, for most people, vitamin D3. That does need to be measured, and try to keep your levels in the mid-range if possible, if not the upper part of the normal range. And one of the last ones is fish oil, or at least a form of good omega-3 type of oils. Those three are very, very basics for most everybody to stay on. And in the last year, I would go so far as to say one more, and that is a good probiotic, because our whole body and our whole immune system, everything about us is as much controlled or guided by the good bacteria in our colon. They play a huge role in our health that's not been well publicized, and they're under constant assault from the chemicals and the antibiotics and meat and so many other things that you don't know about day to day, and keeping a good measure of them is very important. So a good quality probiotic is, I would say, my fourth thing.
Yeah, all the toxins out there that we don't even recognize. In fact, before the show started, Dr. Maisie and I were talking about that thing called sugar. What's your view on sugar?
Well, depends on which sugar you're talking about, but the standard thing I think you're mentioning is table sugar or fructose, high fructose corn syrups, the usual sweeteners to make everything taste wonderful and sell food. But they are highly, highly inflammatory. They do break down in your body and trigger inflammation, period. There's no question about that. And inflammation anywhere in the body, whether it's your brain, whether it's your heart, whether your kidneys or blood vessels, is bad. It's doing damage. And while I love it as much as the next person, and I love a good sweet dessert, you have to learn to curb that and keep that to an occasional treat.
Well, there you go. Well, there's, just like everything, moderation, but bioidentical hormones can make a great difference in your health. And once again, I'm here with Dr. Warner and Dr. Maisie with Body Logic MD, and their website being bodylogicmd.com. Stay right here on AM 560. We're going to find out a few words of wisdom from both of these extraordinary doctors when we get back. And once again, we're talking about bioidentical hormones. Stay right here. We'll be right back.
Are you a retiree or just about to retire? Let's face it, in today's economy, having the funds to live comfortably in later years is a concern for many people. John O'Connor has been helping retirees for 22 years with hundreds of clients throughout the Chicagoland area. Now learn from John what others have done to retire safely and securely. You are invited to attend a complimentary workshop in your area with John O'Connor and learn what you need to know to reduce or eliminate market loss, protect assets from creditors and predators, and receive a reasonable rate of interest on your hard-earned money. Private appointments are also available for your convenience. Be informed and start to enjoy a life without the worry of losing your hard-earned money. Call 847-274-2681 for location information and to reserve your seat now. 847-274-2681. That's 847-274-2681. 847-274-2681.
Hi, this is Tammy Rosas from Heritage Woods of Gurnee. We are a supportive living community for seniors 65 and over who cannot live alone at home anymore. Many people will not consider assisted living because of the cost. Understanding the affordability and difference of Heritage Woods is the key. We differ from other assisted living communities because of our financial assistance program. Once you move to Heritage Woods, you will never have to leave because you've depleted your financial resources, nor be turned down because you have limited income and no savings. Heritage Woods offers all the luxuries of home. For more information on how you can afford supportive living, call 847-623-6300.
Welcome to the groundbreaking of a new and exciting virtual web-based community called My Senior Neighborhood. The neighborhood will consist of businesses and professional services that specialize in working with seniors, baby boomers, and their families. At MySeniorNeighborhood.com, visitors can quickly find a needed resource. If you are a business or a professional that would like to be a providing member of the neighborhood, go to MySeniorNeighborhood.com. That's MySeniorNeighborhood.com. or call 847-466-1700.
Sue says, never stop learning. It brings life to your life. And now, back to Aging Info Radio.
Yes, I hope you've enjoyed our show today. We've been talking about bioidentical hormones with two extraordinary doctors, Dr. Brian Warner and Dr. Joseph Mazey with Body Logic MD. And I'll ask you first, Dr. Mazey, for your words of wisdom for the day.
My words of wisdom, no matter what you decide to do with your health, if you're going to investigate your hormones or take supplements or exercise, the foundation is eat a healthy diet. This is the best medicine that I never learned about in med school, but it's a whole nother topic, you know, a whole nother show. You could talk about it for hours, but investigate, find out where you could learn about eating a healthy diet is the best thing you could do for yourself.
There you go. Well, thank you. And Dr. Warner, what about you? What are your words of wisdom?
Well, compliment what Joe says, I was going to say a very good diet, meaning healthy organic foods as much as possible. Look at what you're eating in your foods and start reading labels. Get rid of most of the packaged foods. Get out there and move. Drink clean water. Make sure your water is filtered. Get your hormones checked.
There you go. Keep those hormones balanced. And once again, they are with BodyLogicMD.com. And we didn't get a whole lot into their process, but what I have learned is that everything that they do is very, very thorough. It is fully comprehensive on your entire health. And if you're feeling that your hormonal levels are dropping, I highly recommend that you contact BodyLogicMD. Go to their website and find the location closest to you, or call the Chicago office. They can always direct you at 312-546-1012. And thank you both for educating me today on bioidentical hormones. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much. It was a pleasure being here.
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. And save the date for this coming Wednesday, October 3rd, for the Active Senior Expo at Grays Lake at the Lake County Expo Center from 9:30 to 2:30. And they'll have professionals there and health screening seminars and more. And it's a no Daisy May day, but my paws pooch of the week is Miss Lassie, a 3-month female, beautiful black Labrador. She's waiting for you to call Paws Chicago at 773-935-7296 or go to pawschicago.org. And of course, she is waiting with her paws crossed. And don't forget to go to aginginforadio.com. We podcast all of our shows. We have pictures of our guests, a little blog about our show. Our sponsors are listed. They have their own sponsor page. Their commercials are also on their website. So if you've heard part of the show today and you want to hear the rest of it, it will shortly be up on podcast later today. And do check out our highly credible sponsors, which are some of the best in the Chicagoland area, and even like BodyLogicMD.com, they're all over the United States. And if you need a resource in the aging and elder care boomer or senior industry, call Aging Info Radio at 866-560-3965 or email us at aginginforadio.com. Once again, thanks to Dr. Mazey and Dr. Warner with Body Logic today and my listeners. Debbie, my awesome programmer, AM 560. And I'm Susan Wacky, your host. I'll be back next Saturday morning. Stay right here for Earn It, Keep It, Grow It with Kathleen New. She's up next on AM 560. And on an American goodbye note, I believe it is all of our responsibility to take care of our seniors, many of whom are the foundation of our country, and may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come.
Stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
My Senior Neighborhood was proud to bring you Aging Info Radio. For boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Be sure to catch them again next Saturday as they continue conversations that will keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. Right here on AM 560 WIND.
I'll never never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
It was a moment.
It was a moment that changed my life.
We looked down from the chopper and saw the whole area was flooded.
At that moment, it really hit me. This is why I joined the Guard.
People had gone up to the rooftops to escape the rising waters.
Talk about intense moments. We had to lower the guides online some 30 feet down.